Welcome, everyone, to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church. Today in this podcast, I want to address the recent Guidepost Solution report concerning sexual abuse cover-up within the Southern Baptist Convention. I've written a letter to my church in response, and I would like to read that letter to all of you as well. So please listen. What are we to make of the recent investigative report by Guidepost Solutions accusing the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention of sexual abuse cover-up? What are we to make of it? Well, Guidepost is an organization that specializes in domestic and international investigations. The Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention hired Guidepost Solutions after messengers insisted upon it at last year's national convention. The purpose was to examine rumors and accusations of sex abuse cover-up in the Southern Baptist Convention, primarily cover-up by the Executive Committee. The report was released on May the 21st, and the information reported was unexpected and deplorable, to say the least. Guidepost reported significant evidence to support claims of mishandling reports of abuse and disregard of victims' claims by the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. There was apparently no evidence that anyone took action on behalf of those who have allegedly been abused. It is apparent that there are survivors of abuse and their claims were dismissed and mishandled. Activities such as these are tragic and heartbreaking. We must pray for healing and recovery for every survivor. Those should be held accountable who abuse their position and authority to manipulate, groom, and assault their victims. SBC churches must establish and adopt clear guidelines and procedures to protect the innocent, discover the predatory, and report any abuse to authorities. I want you to notice my last sentence in that preceding paragraph. It is the responsibility of SBC churches to protect and report such horrible acts of sin against another person. The SBC is a bottom-up organization, not a top-down organization. The local church is autonomous and has the governing authority in the convention, not the Executive Committee. The Executive Committee has no authority to police the local church who make up the Southern Baptist Convention. When and if sexual abuse is reported to the Executive Committee, should it be reported to authorities? Yes, I think we would all say. But the Executive Committee is in a position of service to the local churches of the SBC, not in a position of authority. A local church can call whomever they want to be their pastor or serve as their minister, and the Executive Committee has no say in that decision. Why? Because authority and responsibility belongs to the local church. Therefore, the weight of the responsibility belongs to every local church. Our churches must do better. In all honesty, it appears that some local churches failed to handle reports of abuse properly. It may be helpful to have the executive committee to help us as we navigate through these tragic times, but the ultimate responsibility must be accepted by our individual churches. And we must keep this all in perspective, of course. There are over 47,000 Southern Baptist churches in the convention. I believe that the Guidepost report listed somewhere between 400 and 500 churches that failed to report sex abuse, failed to handle it properly, and failed to minister to those who have survived sex abuse. As a result, many survivors of abuse were ignored, disbelieved, threatened, and forgotten. This is unacceptable and tragic. Apparently, the executive committee knew of these reports of abuse and did not handle them correctly. At this point, we are not dealing with a widespread sexual abuse pandemic like that experienced by the Catholic Church. We are looking at 500 churches out of 47,000. Is one too many? Absolutely, one is too many. But most Southern Baptist pastors and churches are seeking to be faithful. So please do not take this as me making light of the situation. As I said before, one is too many. I believe predators should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I also believe what is done should be based on evidence, not accusation. And we must be balanced in our approach to correct wrongs. I anticipate that when the messengers meet at the National Convention in Anaheim this June, we will take steps to protect the innocent and ensure that something like this never happens again on our watch. I, as the pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church, will be present at the Southern Baptist Convention this June in Anaheim. Please be in prayer for all survivors of sexual abuse. Remember, truth always wins, and people are innocent until proven guilty. Thank you. And if you have any more questions, you can submit those to Ask the Pastor. Until we meet again, serve the King.